Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back no. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Hoping to have Frank Schwab join us soon. Yahoo Schwab. A lot going on in the world, B.
Mm-hmm.
Our guy, John Talty, wrote a tough story. And maybe we examine this next week when we're home. You know, you got Jim Smith installed as the new athletic director at University of Maryland. A lot of optimism, trying to build things right. I really like Jim. They got a lot of money coming in.
Yeah.
Now they got trouble, though, with Lox. That Rutgers loss, that really makes things difficult, man. And you just wonder what happens next, and is there money to pay for what's required? And, dude, if you got to make a change in college football this year with the level of big money jobs that are going to be open.
Yeah.
Like,
if they want to play, they're going to have to pay.
A lot.
If you feel you have to make a move, either you make a move or you put more money behind it. Let's be real. In this day and age, it's the money behind it. The coach from JMU goes Indiana. They put a lot of money behind him. The coach is good. I don't know if he that damn good. You get enough horses with you, you could be better. But you can't put a guy out there in a Volkswagen Beetle and say go win this Indy race.
Think about this. Maryland has increased its spending significantly.
Mm-hmm.
In 2021, when all this NIL stuff started happening, Terps were spending $20 million on football.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana, honestly, was probably worse than Maryland at football. Like, they were probably lower on the totem pole.
They were.
They both spent about the same money in 2021. Now in 2025, Maryland has increased spending almost double. They're at $37 million.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana's at $62
million. Listen to what you just said. They came in and spent exactly what Maryland spent first year, per se, when they started spending money. Now they damn near doubled them. Well, they have doubled them plus. If you want to compete, you got to spend. Point blank.
Totally, man.
And listen, they go get another coach and do the same damn thing they've been doing, they're going to be average.
And you got to buy out Lox.
Listen, man, Nick Saban, everyone says a great coach, right? When he found out the playing field was being leveled a little bit, he ran away from it because he couldn't be that great coach anymore just by himself.
I think the transfer portal was something.
Transfer portal.
If you're Saban
money,
and you're Bama, you're not worried about the money.
You're not worried about the money. You're worried about the competition now. Saban's
also 70. I don't know that Saban ran away.
Don't care how old. He ran away, JP. A lot of coaches in pro level and all ran from free agency, too. let's be real. If he is in there when he's doing all the stuff and everybody act like the Alabama is so legal, of course it's cool.
I mean, Bama's still a top five program.
They've been a top five program, but you know what?
Say that's 74.
Who cares? What's going on? 70-something years old? He's still out here. Pete Carroll. I'm just trying to tell you, when the field would get equal, when now you got to be much better instead of just having all the top the fives and the fours. See, when you got all fives and fours, yes, you're a better coach than everybody else.
Right.
But if they start taking a lot of them fives and fours, now you got to prove it.
See, my thing with Locke specifically is nobody recruits better locally. I mean, the fact that he has the quarterback he has, that the end he has, I mean, those are big-time players with big-time offers that he gets to stay home, right?
Mm-hmm. If that quarterback is there, if Locke is there and that quarterback is there, that quarterback is more than likely to stay. Locke leave, that quarterback gone.
There's a chance Malik Washington leaves anyway.
He'll stay probably quicker if Locke is there and you're spending.
100%.
Yeah. But like, if you're not spending and Locke is gone and you spend a little bit more and Locke is gone, he probably gone too.
Specific to Malik though, couldn't you see LSU or somebody offering him $10 million to come there this summer?
I can see anybody offering him, but you know what?
Well, and Locke's,
Maryland is very reputable. If they say we ain't letting him leave, they can keep him.
Locke also has the number 3 overall recruit in the country committed for next year. Mm-hmm. Now, he still has to sign. He hasn't signed yet. That happens, I think, in the winter.
He's waiting to see what goes down.
This kid, Zion Elie. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I'm saying that right. A 6'4", 220 DN from Baltimore. Set to come to Maryland. I don't know, man. That's a really, really difficult situation.
It's a tough situation for a lot of people. But just like players have to adjust and accept stuff, coaches got to adjust and go with it. Schools got to adjust and go with it. This is new on the horizon, and a lot of people don't understand it. Hell, Indiana jumped into it real quick. They were a quick study.
They also got a coach that just wins games. Everywhere he's been, that dude has
If he had just went there with the players he had at JMU and they didn't spend the money, they spent $62 million, he wouldn't have won there. He wins games because they made sure he had the right people. And at JMU, he had some legit players on there too. But the whole thing is, if you're a school now who wasn't competing at a level, who wants to compete at that level, you're going to have to compete with the spending at that level.
We were hoping to get Yahoo Schwab. It doesn't seem like that's happening. So I'd like to take a brief moment to discuss this drink I just bought from the vending machine. So I'll hold it up for the stream and for those watching on Monumental. This is called Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
Dawning of the new age, right? Aquarius. Mm-hmm. Everything is written in Spanish. What I'll tell you what I hope to accomplish by purchasing this can.
What you want to accomplish?
Doesn't this look just like a bubble water? To me, I thought I was just getting a like a seltzer water.
Yeah, a
bubble water.
Yeah.
It says con sales minerales.
Mm-hmm. Mineral water.
Mineral water. So I thought it'd just be some bubbles.
But mineral water is just regular water.
I wanted bubble water. But then it says hydration diarrhea. How do you pronounce that word? Diarrhea?
Yeah, it's not diarrhea.
D-I-A-R-I-A.
That's not diarrhea, though.
Diarrhea?
Yeah, I'm sure it's something like that.
So now I've had a couple sips of this, and it's interesting.
What it tastes like?
Would you like to try a sip?
No, don't want to try it.
Please.
No.
I think it might be... So I drink those hydration packets that are like really salty.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an attempt at one of. I'm gonna have another sip to try to figure this out.
I deal with this every day, Lauren.
It does not have bubbles.
Speaking to you,
have bubbles.
Let me ask you. A question.
Don't know what it's trying to accomplish.
So if you wanted bubble water, I guarantee there's a water in there that's bubble water. That's probably
everything in there looks to be soda,
but. It's water in there. All you have to do is...
Everything else was like lemon.
Ask someone.
These people are working.
Why not use Google Translate?
A lot of people walking around.
I was at... Well, I mean, Google Translate.
Somebody.
What is this, Jeff?
Stands for daily hydration.
Okay.
The bottom part that you think says diarrhea.
All right. I could use some hydration. I think I'm...
You're going to get the hydration.
B, I haven't had a chance to dehydrate myself very well yet, but tonight I might. All right, so shout out to Aquarius.
This dude is hilarious.
Who?
You.
Nah.
Oh, who?
JP thought he was drinking laxative water.
It tastes weird, but it's all right.
Why is Ben calling me right now when he sees me working?
Maybe he knows about
He's probably trying to tell you about the diarrhea water, huh?
Diarrhea, not diarrhea.
Well, that's what you said. So we got to keep your little thing going.
So, Jeff, you think this is good for me then, right? You've never steered me wrong.
I just think it's regular water, JP, served in a can. That's it.
Nah, it definitely has like added electrolytes.
So regular.
That's what they're trying to translate for you.
Mineral water.
Shout out to mineral water. I know the content game. I came up in the content game. My man Alex K is a writer for Bleacher Report.
Okay.
Alex K has listed the top five most overrated quarterbacks in the NFL.
Ooh.
Number five, Brian.
Okay.
Trevor Lawrence, Jacksonville Jaguars.
All right.
He got paid, hasn't really delivered.
He was balling early this year, though.
They're in line to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
I could take or leave Trevor Lawrence being overrated. Dak Prescott, Dallas Cowboys. Dak is really good, but they just don't have any playoff success.
They don't seem to have it, but I don't know. Dak cooking this year, though.
Dak's been really good when he stays healthy.
Yeah.
That offense cooks. Yeah. Unfortunately, they don't play any defense.
So, but that ain't his fault. He's doing what he's supposed to do.
Lifetime 2-5 in the playoffs.
Not that good. Same amount of victory as Jaden had in 1 year.
Dak has 14 touchdowns, though, in 7 playoff starts.
How many interceptions?
I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Number three, Justin Herbert. You think Herbert's overrated?
For the respect he gets and the love he gets and what people say, how great he is, and for the production that he's had and success he's had, hell yeah. People loved him when he came out because he was a good-looking dude, had the perfect size and everything. Doesn't win enough to be considered why people think he is.
I think this year could change that if they go on
possibly
a run.
Possibly. How many years he been in the league? About damn time he have a year like this.
I bet Herbert is in his
6th, 7th year.
No.
5th year?
I was going to say, he was in the same draft as Chase Young. That was 2020, right? So this is his 5th season.
2020 is his 6th season then.
20, 21, 22, 23, 6th season.
Yeah.
I think what kills Justin Herbert is they had a 27-0 lead over the Jags in the playoffs and lost.
I'm just saying.
I also think he had a terrible coach. I think Brandon Staley was terrible.
All right.
You agreed with me on that.
Yeah, he's horrible. But still, the quarterback can show you a lot.
Last year, in that wild card game, everybody thought LA would win. He was 14 of 32 for 240. And the Chargers lost by 20.
That had a lot to do with it, too.
Yeah. All right, number two on this list. I'm curious where you land, because this is a rather polarizing QB.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love, Packers. Had so much success his first year as a starter.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he's overrated. I think Jordan Love is good. I don't know if he's great, but I don't think people consider him great. I don't think Jordan Love has been considered by the masses as that dude. I think he's been shown to be a damn good quarterback.
Being paid like that, not dude, that dude, but that's the position.
But everybody get paid in the NFL, dog.
Last year in the first round game against the Eagles, he threw three picks.
Okay. But the thing about it, though, is people making close to his money that probably don't have that level of success he's had already. The league, they just pay quarterbacks.
Number one, I'm going to shout out my man one more time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know the content game. Alex K, number one on his most overrated quarterbacks list.
I can imagine.
Yes.
He's going to say Jaden.
No.
Who?
Lamar Jackson.
He's smoking crack. That man is smoking crack.
I'll read.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think this is just one of the wildest statements I've ever read. Lamar Jackson may not just be one of today's most overrated active quarterbacks, but also of all time. While his regular season statistics and team success are undoubtedly impressive, his 73% win percentage is one of the best in history, he hasn't found a way to deliver when it truly counts. The Baltimore Ravens star has been a four-time Pro Bowler, three-time All-Pro for his inflated regular season marks, but his two-time MVP status is borderline fraudulent. His credentials simply don't measure up to the other legends who have won the award on numerous occasions. Of the 10 players who have joined the multiple MVP club during the Super Bowl era, Jackson is the lone member without a Super Bowl ring. All the others, a list that includes Johnny Unitas, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Brett Favre, Joe Montana, Steve Young, Kurt Warner, and Patrick Mahomes, were able to take their team to multiple Super Bowl appearances and won at least one. Jackson has yet to even reach the big game, let alone help raise a banner. He has a 3-5 lifetime playoff record, a 375 winning percentage in the postseason. Rodgers is the second lowest on the list with a 524 playoff win percentage after going 11-10 in the playoffs. Until Jackson can prove he can take the Ravens beyond the AFC Championship game, a stage he's reached just once, a 17-10 defeat to the Kansas City Chiefs, during which he had more turnovers and touchdown passes, he'll remain overrated.
He said he didn't name Dan Marino not making it to a win in the Super Bowl. And I'm sure he was the MVP more than once.
I'm guessing he wasn't. Otherwise, the article's incorrect.
It could be. If we just test it a little bit. Marino ever win two MVPs?
I'm pulling it up as we speak.
Because I guarantee he don't say Marino's overrated. He didn't win one either, did he?
Marino only – he didn't win a Super Bowl, but he only won one MVP award.
But I don't think if you are at that level of winning two MVPs and some of the greatest of the greatest.
And maybe a lot of people thought he was going to win last year.
Should have won third one. But the thing about it, that's not overrated.
I think multiple things can be true. I think calling Lamar overrated is silly. I think it's stupid.
You win the MVP for what you do in the regular season, right?
I do think Lamar's lack of playoff success will mar his record until
it will mar his record from him being considered.
Just as it does with Marino.
But every time you talk about great quarterback, Marino name does get popped up.
And then you say, but he never won a Super Bowl.
But still his name gets popped up. So if you still pop up his name, he hadn't won a Super Bowl, tell you how damn good he was. For this man to sit up here and try to say, well, one, two MVP, you win that for regular season, right? He did his job then. When you get to the playoffs, it's not all on Lamar to win it. So when Pat Mahomes lost to Tampa, you know how I feel about Pat. Was that all on Pat? No, he didn't have a damn day to throw the ball.
Lamar's performance in that AFC Championship game, I was there. It was bad. I was pretty stunned by it. I think the overall performance by the Ravens' offense was bad in its entirety. I thought the play calling to get away from the run, only down a touchdown, was pretty crazy. But in Lamar's playoff losses, and a lot of them, there have been wild bad play. Like Mark Andrews dropping that pass last year. It may have not been in the perfect location, but he should have caught it, period.
It was in his hands, in his bucket area.
Right. Like, so you got to catch
thing
that.
Is, it's just, but like you said.
I'm agreeing that
you,
this
you,
is
you
nuts.
You say it, content game. Okay? And that's why I normally give content game the one finger salute. Because when you got to just do something just to get people to click on it, it's BS. When you speak about facts and truth, people will click on that too. But if you just go to doing outlandish statements just to get people to like your stuff, BS. 100%.
I mean, there's a reason that at 1-5, knowing Lamar was coming back, the Ravens were still the favorites to win their division. Mm-hmm. Like, if I got to pick one quarterback today, it wouldn't be Lamar, but he's still a great quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, that's just silly. I'll be honest. You know what that did? Allow us to kill a segment when a guest blew us off. That's the truth. That and the diarrhea water. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Fidley.
Hey, it's B. Mitch here. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. Because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown Jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to take a shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Brian for your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sports book of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Must apply a profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.